now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
What does it mean to retire early? Well, according to Aperion Care, which has produced an interactive map indicating the official and average retirement ages for people around the world, the typical American leaves the workforce at the age of 63. So that means that if you retire at the age of 62, you're at least in some sense retiring early. But that's only by American standards. In China, the average retirement age is just 55. In fact, according to Aperion's research, the average age at which employees leave the workforce ranges from 49 in the United Arab Emirates to 67 in Norway. While China is associated with the second lowest age for retirement among nations that were studied, CNBC indicates that that nation has a plan to gradually increase the statutory retirement age. In general, the average retirement age is rising worldwide. This is happening for a number of reasons, including because people are staying healthier and living for lengthier periods. For a number of nations, Aperion includes the average retirement age by gender. In the U.S., the average man retires at the age of 64, the average woman at the age of 62. In Norway, the average retirement age is 67 for men and 67 for women. 67 has been the official retirement age in Norway since the 1970s, and there are presently no serious proposals to raise the retirement age there. In China, the average man retires at 60, but the average woman at the age of 50. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.